I lied. I heard the front door open and thought my family was home, but they're not home yet, so I'm gonna keep fucking myself. Now, where was I? Right, well, because in the fantasy I'm a Fuda and all that, I like to think that even after I came really hard in her tits, that if I wanted more, I could just start to buck my hips nice and hard into them. So that way, I could just use the cum as lube along with her saliva and whatnot for a really slippery and sloppy tit fuck. I don't know why tit fucking turns me on as much as it does. I've never given it in my life. I don't think I can or will. I want to. Believe me, I do. It's just my size isn't adequate enough, but I always imagine myself on the receiving end. It's fucking stupid. I don't know. It's weird. And I don't know how to deal with it. It's odd. But regardless. I don't even need... Like, when I have my Fuda fantasies, I don't even need to be inside of the woman's pussy, which I know sounds very selfish of me, because I'd keep wanting to use her tits over and over, but oh my god, cannot help it. I'd love it if she were dominating the tit fuck, so I could just... buck my hips up into her tits with all that cum coating my cock and her tits so slippery and warm, which I'm sure would only intensify the softness of her breasts. I'd want her to squeeze them as tight as she could, so I could put my hands on them and squeeze them even fucking tighter, so I could come one more time, a big load right between them. I'm coming again, I'm coming again. That was a weird sounding orgasm for me, oh my god. Basically, I'm a selfish pig in my fantasies, but don't worry, because rest assured, because women can come multiple times, if I had a Fuda cock, basically, when I say Fuda cock, I mean, like, essentially just an expanded clit, which might be weird, but that's what I imagine, and it's like, I would gladly fuck her pussy or her ass or whatever she wanted after. I'd be really happy to make her feel just as amazing as she did me, but... I needed to cater to my selfish fantasy of getting tit-fucked with a nice pair of breasts, if I had a cock. The first recording ended awkwardly, and this one's gonna end on kind of an awkward note, because I'm an awkward fuck. But, actually, do you want to hear what I am? Can I end it on that note? Can I end it on that note? Granted, you wouldn't be able to put anything in there. I'd prefer you not, but... If you want to hear how wet I am, by all means, let me just pull my panties aside for a moment and bring the mic down. I don't know if it'll pick it up. If it doesn't, well, this was pointless. But we'll see. Did you hear it? I don't get as wet as a lot of girls, but I get decently wet. So and it's all sopping and wet, so maybe if you wanted to after I just got myself off, maybe you'd want to put your tongue and mouth all over my pussy. Would you want me to sit on your face? Would you want your head between my legs? Whatever you wanted to do would be fine, because I would gladly use your mouth. I'm delving into another fantasy and I need to stop because I don't have time to come anymore. I have chores to do and things, so I'm going to stop here. Adulting is hard, but masturbating is fun. So, thank you for listening, and it wasn't quite a quickie this time. Yay! Oh, it's been a while since I masturbated for a long period of time for you guys. So thank you for listening. And I really hope you enjoyed this, because I miss this so much. It's so refreshing to be able to, you know, come for you guys again. So thank you so much. And I look forward to next time I can do this, because I don't get many opportunities. So bye-bye, everybody. And I hope that you came really hard. As hard as I did, I'm not sure, but I hope you come so fucking hard if you decide to listen to this again.